Hey there, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Seeds of Transformation podcast with Dr. Alma Johnson. I'm your host, Dr. Alma, and today I'm sharing a word with you that I ministered last week. Obey His voice. Listen, we're in a world and time right now filled with noise and distractions, making it easy to lose sight of the voice of the Lord that guides our paths. But today, it is my prayer that we seek and tune our hearts to His still small voice. Y'all ready to begin? Let's do it, y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is always faithful to make a way. Always faithful. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And my message title is Obey His Voice. Obey His Voice. And the Lord gave me a subtitle, The Action of Obedience. And then I'll explain a little bit further of my days of being a programmer, a software engineer, and we'll step a little bit into something called the if-then statement.
Yes.
The if-then statement. Mm-hmm. As I look back over the March noonday topics, with the main focus of put God first, I saw how in the first week, it was loving God with all of your heart.
Yes.
Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 38.
That's right.
The second week spoke on seeking first His kingdom.
Right.
Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33.
Amen.
Then I saw the third week, commit your works to God.
Yes.
Proverbs chapter 16. Verse 3. And now, here we are today.
Yes.
Obey His voice.
Yes.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 3. Throughout each week, I saw, heard, felt, and read how God requires an action.
That's right.
That through each verse there was something needed.
Amen.
Something required.
Amen.
And here in these texts reminded me of the days when I wrote code as a programmer.
Mm-hmm.
There is something that programmers or software engineers use called an if-then statement. Which is the simplest conditional statement.
Amen.
It says, for example, if Alma does this, then that will happen.
Amen.
Overall, the if-then statement is tied directly to the relationship between two ideas, where one idea follows from the other. Obey His voice.
Thank you.
Moving on.
Thank you.
Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 38 tells us, but when the Pharisees heard that He had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 35. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked Him a question, testing Him, and saying, Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, still in action. That when they gathered together out of their desire,
with him, along with those that were testing him. And God knows how to handle all of that. God revealed to them the first and greatest commandment. And because we're in a relationship with the Lord, gathering together today in our own desire with him, our love for and of the Lord is our way of obeying his voice. Yeah. And guess what? The Lord will reveal to us also out of our obedience the things he wants us to hear and know. It's an action. Matthew chapter 6 and 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. This is Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Jesus telling us here that we must seek the things of God rather than the world.
Yes.
That as we seek him, he, the Lord, his word as it is written, is known to us as a greater promise.
Right.
For it is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, for all of God's promises.
Yes.
Now, does it matter how many promises he's made? No, not at all. Have been, meaning that he has already done the work. It is finished.
Yes.
Have been fulfilled with a resounding yes.
Amen.
And through Christ, our amen, which means yes, brings us back to the if-then statement. And with our amen, ascends to God for his glory. That when we do in our amen, we're responding to his voice. Still in action. We're back now looking at Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. Again, still in action. That as we commit, we give it all to the Lord.
Amen.
Our
Amen.
Thoughts, our everything.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are in Christ, and those who are in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. And the Christian Standard Bible version of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says that person is part of a new creation.
Yeah.
Then it goes on to say, the new has, not will be.
Right.
Remember, it is finished.
Yeah.
The new has come.
Yeah.
That the Lord in him as our provider, giving us firm footing,
mm-hmm.
we're unshakable.
Yeah.
We are secure and permanent in him. When we obey his voice. Now, moving on. Being given the topic today. Obey his voice. Again. Still in action, y'all. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 to 3 tells us. Now, it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you, overtake you, because you obey his voice.
Hallelujah.
The voice of the Lord. And then the scripture text that I was given, it stopped there. And I said, oh no. We've got to know the blessings.
That's right.
We've got to know what the blessings are.
Amen.
We've got to know how it feels, the action of obeying God's voice. So it led me deeper.
That's right.
And I began to see how God will bless you richly.
That's right.
All because in obeying his voice, an action was taken. The if-then statement, an action was taken. The action of listening to his voice. Now, I believe we all know that there's a difference between listening and listening.
Amen.
We've all been there. It can sometimes go in one ear and out the other. But when we truly listen, things must change.
Amen.
We take an action of obedience.
Amen.
We act on the things of God, the voice of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
In Psalm, we're reminded to be still and know that I am God.
Amen.
Still and action. To let him handle it.
Amen.
That no matter the circumstance, let him handle it. Why? Because it is the voice of the Lord that we are to obey.
Mm-hmm.
Not of this world, whether social or socially.
Right.
That when we do, we'll see, know all of the things he has said and how richly we will be blessed.
Amen.
That each time he speaks, the if-in statement becomes an action because we do have a choice.
Amen.
Whether to listen or not,
yeah.
An action happens.
Yes.
Y'all, please bear with me because this if-then statement was heavy upon me. It was just right in my face.
Right.
Now, some of these action statements being in the word of the Lord, we use often. Whether we realize this or not, we are using them. But in using them, we often also leave out what's before, which is what we need to follow in obeying the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
Obeying his voice.
Thank you.
For example, we need to make sure that we are taking heed to Malachi 3 and verse 10. That says, and it is a promise, God promises to open the windows of heaven and pour out an abundant blessing on those who honor
Amen.
And obey him.
Amen.
Bring all the tithes into the storehouse so there will be enough food in my house.
Yes.
If you do, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour you out a blessing so great you won't have room enough to take it in. Try it, he says. Put me to the test. And Genesis chapter 7 verse 11 speaks of the windows of heaven being God's way of communicating with his people. This is key. It's all in the if. Then statement.
Right.
Because if we don't, the prophet Isaiah chapter 24 verse 18 speaks of God's judgment coming down through the open windows of heaven.
Right.
Also.
Okay.
We need to listen to the voice of the Lord. Obey his voice in what he's telling us, what he's saying. What he is telling us to do. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 3. Blessed shall you be in the city. And blessed shall you be in the country. I know you do too. I need the blessings to flow from him.
That's right.
I need to put into action my obedience to his voice.
Yes.
Now, explaining the if-then statement just a little greater. In the if-then statement, one idea, and in this case, the Lord's word, flows from and to the other. in conclusion of, with us having a choice. With the condition within the if-then statement, if it is false in the if-then statement, meaning that we have chosen our own way of doing things, then the program will execute something called the else block statement. And I'm going to stop right there and ask the question, in doing things God's way, when has the Lord ever been false?
Wow.
Never.
Never.
Never. So what does this tell us to do? It tells us to obey the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
And not of our own.
Amen.
So, in knowing all of this, that in the if-thens of our own lives, we need to obey his voice. He speaks, we act. Doing what the Lord has said, what God requires, we do. And when we completely surrender to his authority above all, the same authority that has conquered it all. And based on our decisions and our actions on his word, always we shall have. In the beginning, according to John chapter 1, verse 1, was the word. And when he speaks, however he speaks, we are to obey. Because there is a blessing in his authority. His authority in his voice. His authority in his word. There's an authority in his name. Jesus. In him is authority, and he is God. Now, to our scripture text this week, and we've discussed around and about it briefly, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 3, along with our topic, obey his voice, and the if-then statement, again, still in action. Here we find throughout the book of Deuteronomy, from the beginning to end, and because they did not obey the voice of the Lord, an 11-day journey turned into a 40-year journey. From Mount Horeb and to Kadesh Barnea, which was on the border of the Promised Land. And because of several things that they'd done and what had happened. However, one of the things that we'll be looking at today is the topic of fear. Fear stopped them from obeying the voice of the Lord. And so today, fear has unfortunately stopped many of us because we're listening to the wrong things, the wrong people. We're in doubt, etc., etc. But there are conditions, as we've briefly explained, using the conditional statement, if then. You see, the land had been given to them from long ago, back to Genesis. A promise was made to Moses. Exodus chapter 6, verses 6 through 7, when God promised Moses that he would deliver the people from Israel from slavery. Exodus chapter 6, verses 6 through 7 says, therefore say to the people of Israel, I am the Lord. And I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will deliver you from slavery to them. And I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great acts of judgment. Verse 7. And I will take you to be my people, and I will be your God. And you shall know that I am your Lord, who has brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. There were full conditions being met as they're needed to be for this to be fully fulfilled. Why? Because God is faithful to do what he has said.
That's right.
Also showing us that God met every condition of his promise. Full obedience to the voice of the Lord, also in several scripture texts, applying an action also applies, again, conditions. The next one we'll look at today, I'm taking from John chapter 3, verse 16. A very familiar portion in this New International Version text in the scripture we know that says, and again with a condition, that whosoever believes in him. The condition here, we must believe. We must believe the voice of the Lord. We have to believe what he has said, that everything he has spoken is tried, tested, and true.
Amen.
Moving forward in John chapter 3, verse 16, then we shall not perish, but have eternal life.
That's right.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, we hear the voice of the Lord telling us, blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy. And blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near.
Yes.
What is this condition? What is this action?
Mm-hmm.
We must read our word.
That's right.
We must stay in the word of the Lord. We must meditate on the word of God. With us meditating on the word, with reading and professing and proclaiming, with speaking the prophecy, there is a blessing.
Yes, there is.
What is the blessing? We'll know how much God loves us.
Amen.
We'll know how much he cares for us.
Yes.
We'll know the names of God.
Yes.
We'll know the Lord is Jehovah Gabor, the long Lord, strong and mighty.
Yes.
Psalm chapter 24, verse 8. The one who fights our every battle. We'll know Isaiah 54 and 17 of the Message version that reads, but no weapon that can hurt you has ever been forged. Forged meaning false documentation, copied fraudulently. Then the text continues and says, any accuser who takes you to court will be dismissed as a liar.
Amen.
This is what God's servants can expect.
Yes.
He'll see to it that everything works out for the best. And this is God's decree.
Yes.
We'll know that he is the God of all comfort. We'll know that his peace surpasses above and beyond all understanding. We'll know Psalm chapter 91 in verses 11 to 16, specifically for this moment. He ordered his angels to guard you wherever you go. If you stumble, they'll catch you. Their job is to keep you from falling. Who's obeying the voice of the Lord here? The angels. Yes, they obey his voice also. The context continues and says, verse 13, you'll walk unarmed amongst lions and snakes and kick young lions and serpents from the path. 14, if, and now here we're in the if then statement again, if you'll hold on to me for dear life, says the Lord, I'll get you out of trouble.
That's right.
I'll give you the best care if you'll only get to know and trust me. Call me and I'll answer.
That's right.
Be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you, then throw you a party. I'll give you long life. And did you know that salvation is a drink? He said, I'll give you a long drink of salvation. This is his cool, living water full of joy, grace, and strength. And that's not all. We'll also know Psalm chapter 23, as many other texts. Psalm 138 and verse 8 of the King James Version, that he, the Lord, will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. That in him, perfecting everything that concerns us, will he ever forsake the works of his hands? Absolutely not. These are the things that we will hear because we are listening and obeying the voice of the Lord. Listening to his voice as Revelation 1 and 3 tells us. Then he tells us why, just in case you missed it. So, what's the why? He says, because the time is near. Jesus is coming back soon. Don't you want to know?
Amen.
Don't you want to hear about it?
Hallelujah.
We anticipate with great joy the Lord's return.
Yes.
This, he is the promise. Right. Still promises from long ago, just as it was in Deuteronomy. Mm-hmm. From Genesis, the book of beginning. Just as he has always been the promise, the truth, and the way. But the things that hindered them from receiving in Deuteronomy, that while making an 11-day journey turned into 40 years. Because they didn't obey the voice of the Lord. They fell into idolatry. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 16 through 17. Worshiping other gods, which is and was still a grave transgression before the Lord. They went backwards instead of forwards. And if we connect the things that happened in the book of Deuteronomy to today, what will we see? We'll see those things still happening. But we'll also see how God has always had a plan of redemption, even amidst what's happening around us. Yes, still a condition, but remember the if-then statement. That if we obey his voice, the voice of the Lord, the voice of truth, will be all right. 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22 tells us, but Samuel replied, what is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offerings and sacrifices or your obedience to his voice?
All right.
Listen.
Amen.
Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yes.
And submission is better than offering the fat of rams. Would you rather sacrifice to the world, to the social things of the world? Or would you rather be obedient, obey the voice of the Lord?
Amen.
Obey his
Amen.
Voice. As we reflect on the significance of obedience to the voice of the Lord, we are reminded of the profound guidance, wisdom, and love that's encapsulated within. We heed his voice to align ourselves with his purpose. To walk in righteousness and to embrace the path of truth. It is my prayer that we won't make or underestimate the power that resonates within Jesus' voice.
Amen.
The same one who said, y'all know we in Holy Week, the same one who said, it is finished. For his voice carries the authority to shape destinies, transform lives, and illuminate the darkness, keeping us safe in his spirit of discernment.
Right.
In obedience, we find strength. In surrender, we find liberation. And in communion with him, his voice, we find eternal peace. Therefore, let us echo the words of 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 10. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening.
Amen.
And in our obedience, we will discover the fullness of joy that comes from walking closely with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Obey his voice. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen.
As we conclude another episode of the Seeds of Transformation podcast, I want to extend my heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me here on this journey of obedience to the voice of the Lord. The path of faith is worth it. And it is my prayer that on today's shared message, it would inspire you to listen more intently to his voice, that still small whisper that will definitely lead and guide you towards a life filled with purpose, peace, and fulfillment. Again, thank you for joining me. And as always, keep and stay growing in all things of God.